Riot, chill it, wash it, light it.
Saving energy's what we do. Bluff it,
rinse it, spin it.
We save money and water too.
Energy Star. Come and apply and save it.
Energy
efficiency.
Tune in to the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program for energy-saving ideas and rebates on select Energy Star certified appliances. Learn more at ComEd.com/homesavings. ComEd. Smart Ideas Energy Efficiency Program is funded by ComEd customers in compliance with Illinois law.
It's the biggest sale of the season. It's the Apple Vacation Super Sale. With Apple Vacations, it's all included. Round-trip airfare, deluxe accommodations, all meals, all drinks, all chips, entertainment, and so much more. Apple Vacations has your winter getaway perfectly priced. Escape to the endless beaches of Riviera Maya. Three nights of unlimited luxury at Now Sapphire Riviera Cancun start from only $8.49. Or make it Ixtapa. Seven nights at Barcelo Ixtapa Beach start from just $12.49. Both trips include round-trip non-stop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876. Or visit Travelone.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 3rd, including Charter Air on Frontier or Aeromexico from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11 security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply. PC 14064-15111.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
It's free TV month. Get a free 32-inch Samsung TV when buying any Samsung 9 Series SUHD TV 55 inches or above. The best way to 4K while supplies last. For free 32-inch model and any additional restrictions and limitations, see participating retailers or visit samsung.com/free TV.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears were back practicing at Hallis Hall this morning ahead of Sunday's matchup with the Rams. Matt Forte returned to practice yesterday, and he says his knee feels a lot better this week, and he also believes he recovers a lot faster during the season.
I think so. I have, you get used to taking care of your body, especially as a running back, you get used to doing stuff like that, but your body actually, like, during the season, kind of, I found for myself that it kind of starts to feel like, okay, I need to recover faster, during the week and stuff.
Forte is listed as questionable for Sunday's game, along with Alshon Jeffrey and Pernell McPhee, among others. Eddie Royal is out. Bulls take on the Hornets tonight at the United Center. Coach Fred Hoiberg says Joakim Noah will play despite those sore knees. And as for Jimmy Butler, he says the Bulls need to get some win streaks going.
You know, all games are important. You want to win them all. But definitely at home. You can't have people thinking it's going to be easy whenever you come here to the United Center on our home floor and get a win like that. So it starts with tomorrow. You know, and when you string them together, you start winning games. You know, why not win 5, 10 in a row and go on a little run?
Yeah, why not win 10 in a row? Bulls and Hornets tip tonight at 7. Blackhawks take on the Blues tomorrow night in St. Louis. They'll have both Duncan Keith and Michael Roosevelt back for that one. In hot stove action, Jeff Samardzija has rejected the qualifying offer extended to him by the White Sox. Dexter Fowler did the same with his qualifying offer from the Cubs. The Cubs are among the teams John Heyman says will be big spenders this offseason, and they may get some of that spending money from increased ticket prices. Crane's Danny Eckert says season ticket renewal invoices that went out to Cubs fans today show a range of increases in the price for all season ticket holders with an average jump of around 10%. And Stade de France has officially been empty to fans who were inside when a wave of terror attacks broke out across Paris today. Good news in that all the train lines that run to and from the stadium are reportedly functioning normally and are calm. So far, at least 35 people have been confirmed dead by French authorities, although that estimate has gone as high as 60 in some places. President François Hollande is now speaking to the French people. He says the French government knows who the terrorists are. The military is now being deployed around Paris. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin. November sales event going on now. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Hour of Boers and Bernstein is brought to you by Webb Ford. Visit WebBFord.com today.
Boers and Bernstein.
Hi.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Are you going to go crash the bat mitzvah party now?
No, I was just wishing them a happy bat mitzvah as they paraded in front of us here at Trax, and they went into the party room.
No, you're
going to... It's a nice thing to do.
You're going
to
get drunk, and you're going to start dancing, and you're going to start screaming.
I'm just going to wait till they do the horror and lift me up in a chair. That's what I'm going to...
Well, I believe that's in your contract for every appearance, right?
It is.
Okay.
It is. I could use Rick Camp and Brett Lyons out here.
Yeah, you got to lift one of them in a chair. You're going to need a bigger chair.
Yeah.
It's the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour from Trax in Deerfield, and we're here because of Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. And unfortunately, on this Friday the 13th, all too much has been happening. It has been a busy day for some bad reasons. Some sports stuff going on also, and Dexter Fowler has opted to become a free agent. That should surprise absolutely nobody. There was not a single person anywhere with the Chicago Cubs that has expected Dexter Fowler to do anything but seek more money elsewhere for more years.
Jeff Samardzija, same deal.
Yep.
He said no thanks to the White Sox, and we'll go from here with both of them.
And I don't think White Sox fans are too unhappy about that, although I would peg, just personally, I would peg Samardzija as a very solid bounce-back candidate.
Because
in talking with Steve Stone at length, as we did all year, about Samardzija's struggles, he seemed to believe that there was a mental component to what was going on, that he had a real expectation that he was going to be traded to a contender, and he was not. He thinks that affected his play. And really, if you look at the body of Samardzija's work, and I you can identify an outlier. Just like we were talking about with Cespedes. Cespedes is not a 6.7 wins win player. He's not. He's much more like a 3.5 win player.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Samardzija is very likely to return to some kind of form, and that's certainly why the Cubs remain interested. I don't think that he's the prize of the pitching market for the Cubs, but if they feel there's some value possible there for him to be their sort of their 1B after they make a big splash with one of the top names, that they would be amenable to that.
Well, they've, in case you missed this, they've decided to raise ticket prices an average of 10%.
You know what, though? I'll tell you what's great. Is that...
What's great? That you're not paying it?
No backlash. Do you remember, I would say 10, 15 years ago, we would say, well, the Cubs have raised ticket prices, and the phones would explode with angry people. How dare they? They haven't won anything yet. Big deal. How can they do this to the loyal fans? I think we're finally over it as a sports city, that we understand that tickets to games are expensive. The better a team is, the more things cost. So I think the average Chicago sports fan can congratulate himself or herself on at least not wasting everybody's time. Yeah, growing and sharing some awareness that this is indeed a business.
So... they can't afford now.
Well,
they get outbid.
They always could. They always could. They
might have guys go right, but they might have guys go somewhere else. But they can't have the guy go somewhere else and say, "Well, they offered me more money." Right? if that was the guy, if it's David Price, if it's Zach Greinke?
Well, they can't have the guy say, I chose elsewhere because of more money.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Now,
but they couldn't do that anyway. I don't think that it's coincidental. I don't think raising ticket prices an average of 10% across the board all of a sudden makes that true. I think it was true before that news broke.
So does the price? So David Price is what? Is he $175 million? Is he $200, $220?
Something like that. There's no cap. Whatever it is, it is.
Cubs have to think he's worth whatever he's asking then because they're raising ticket prices?
No. Divorce it completely from the idea of raising
ticket prices. No, I want to conflate things that don't necessarily belong together.
Why?
Just to confuse the issue.
But how does that make it more fun for you?
Because it makes you get all upset in having to untangle all of
it
for
trolling.
Us. And for the... Yes.
Well, what are you, Roz?
What have I been anything other than?
No, yes. I think you can be sincere when you want to be. But
all right, I have a question for you. Okay. I have a question for you.
Is it a stupid question?
No, I don't ask stupid questions. At the beginning of the general manager's
this is gonna be a stupid
meetings,
question.
No. At the start, Jed Hoyer said he started sort of slow walking the idea they have to win the World Series.
And hold that question for a second. When did Chet Kopech turn into Larry Flint?
I don't know.
I mean, because Ben Finfer still looks like Ben Finfer.
Yeah.
Not that I'd wish that at anybody, but
Herb Gould
love
looks
you,
like I remember Herb Gould.
Yeah, that's Herb Gould. He's still trying to figure out.
David Kaplan has John Boehner's spray on tan.
But seriously, it's like we're here with hustler magnate Larry Flint.
All right, everybody.
Well, I mean, it's just. God. All right. Anyway, sorry.
At the beginning of the GM meetings, just concluded this week, Jed Hoyer said, just get to the postseason. Quote, would I say it's World Series or bust? That's not a fair thing to put on a team. Now, by the end of the GM meetings, he was saying their pitch to free agents was, come here. You could help end the drought. Same sales pitch they used on Curt Schilling. Now, wait a minute.
Don't you
have to pick a lane?
You can say both.
Well, you did, and you sound like you're slow walking something. Oh, no. Ooh, boy, don't put that on us. No, but here, we're telling our free agents this. It's duplicitous.
That they can be. They're different things. I would defend him on that. I will defend him against those who say, the Cubs have to, now the pressure's on. This plan that I didn't understand, I now understand so well.
The Cub fans understood it better than some reporters.
Move the goalpost to the point where now you must win the World Series.
No, that's why they're brought in. That's why they were given.
All you can do is make the playoffs.
The keys to the organization.
All you can do is make the playoffs. And what they can say to a
petition.
You know,
even for you, this is a razor-thin degree that I'm not buying.
You can't
say both.
I think
we're here to win the World Series. Every season's sacred. Every season that doesn't end in a World Series is a disappointment.
Right.
Period.
However, once you that because of the randomness inherent, all you can control is whether or not you make the playoffs, and then every team has an equal shot. It's the number of spins of the wheel that should generate one of them coming up your number. Knowing that, and having said that, you can then say to your free agent targets, you can be a part of this team when that one spin of the wheel comes up. You can be a part of making that happen.
And fans are buying that. That's what fans want to hear.
I don't care what fans want to hear. I know what's true.
You're still speaking to fans.
I don't care what they want to hear.
Even
you know, tell me the truth is
I think you
can't control the difference between making the playoffs and winning the World Series. Not in baseball.
Even allowing for randomness, I think you have to pick a lane. We're here to win the World Series. That's what it's all about.
Well, then you are. You are here to win, but you can't guarantee
it. And it's
a
disappointment if you don't.
Every year it is.
Okay. What I'm asking you to say, don't slow walk it. Don't walk this thing back.
But they're just telling you the truth about what they can control and what they can't. I think all those
so
things
like a preemptive excuse.
All those things can simultaneously be true. It's not preemptive because they've said it consistently. Mm-hmm. And it's true. It's not a matter of what they say. It's what we know to be true about how to build a baseball team. You can't just say, all right, we're not building this team to make the play. We're building it to win the World Series. And this year, this year, this year, you don't know what happens in the playoffs. You know, you run into a team like the Mets, everybody's throwing strikes and they're calling everything a strike. It was just wrong team, wrong time. When everybody's talking baseball magic, nothing can stop these Cubs. Yeah, pitching right up your giggy can stop the Cubs, and it did.
I'm sorry, you tell your fans in at the start of World Series or bust, and you can't call that a disappointment. I think that's unfair. That's too much pressure. And then you're telling free agents, hey, come here.
You
could be the one to end the drought.
Could be, yes.
Come on, what's the spirit of that?
Could.
Yeah.
Could be. There's no lying in that. It's all of those things are true together. Every single thing they've said is true.
I'm not buying them together. I'll be happy to be lumped with the stupid
thing. I will point out inconsistency and hypocrisy absolutely when it's deserved, but I think those things can all be true.
I think it's fair to put it on a team. You're building towards that. That's the goal. That's why you're here.
They've said it.
Uh-huh.
They agree with that.
It's a disappointment if you don't.
But every year it's a disappointment if you don't. I've always said that. Any team that doesn't win a title has failed
right.
in professional sports.
Well, he's trying to walk back that idea.
I don't think so, because after the fact, look, I can look at last year and say that as failures go, there's a lot of success in there and there's a lot to build on, and it was a net positive year for a Cubs team that arrived a year too early with a historic number of young players playing important roles. As this window continues and as this team matures, by nature, you know, you miss the playoffs next year, that's a massive setback. You miss the playoffs 2 years from now, that's a massive setback. This thing is generated to sustain, and they embraced the pressure that was brought on them by being there a year early. But I think it's fine to say, here's what we can control, here's what we can't, here is our plan, as transparent as we've been, and then to say to anybody who might join the team, we don't know when it's going to happen. We're going to give ourselves every opportunity to make it happen, and you have a chance to make it more likely to happen.
All right, well, I don't think you can say the way he said it. I think it's a disappointment.
I think fans are smarter than that.
Don't try to take an edge off that.
No, I think fans understand what
he's saying. They've always been willing to take they've second-guessed themselves in public. Theo did it after the series against the Mets, and the Mets pitched like lights out. There's no question they did. But he second-guessed himself on the trading deadline, just what he might have paid for Cole Hamels. Mm-hmm. Which seemed like the smart move then, but all of a sudden, every season really is sacred. Now, Cole Hamels wasn't batting against the Mets, but maybe he gives you a chance in a game where you eventually get to the bullpen.
Or maybe he shows up and his arm falls off.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
an
infinite number of alternative scenarios that assume a lot of things.
I understand, and I was surprised to hear him do that second guess so, again, transparently, as he has done all along. And so I don't want to hear anything that mitigates not winning the World Series. And that's what I heard or read from Jed Hoyer.
But it's also what they have been saying about what the plan was. The plan was to give the team a chance as many times as they could by making the playoffs every year. That's been, they've said
still
that.
A failure.
This is from Johnny Pizza. It says, as a season ticket holder who goes to only one-third of the games, I am glad to pay an increase when I'm easily able to sell them all year. It's way better than having no increase 5 years ago when I'm eating half the games because nobody wants to go. Yeah, if that's your job anyway, you can just pass it along to the consumer. You just charge a little bit more for your tickets.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. We're the Boars and Bernstein Show. We're at Tracks in Deerfield. The dinner crowd is here. The bat mitzvah crowd is in the back room. And everybody's enjoying Bud Light. The perfect, not everybody in there. The perfect beer for whatever happens. You got the score.
Bears fans, up next, the Bears are on the road in St. Louis to take on Jeff Fisher's Rams. We're talking about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Damon Amendolara with your CBS Sports Minute. On the one hand, the NFL got what it wanted, the nation talking about its ugly the uniforms last night. Brings them attention and maybe a few more jerseys sold. But at what cost, NFL? I mean, the league acts like some fledgling league desperate for attention at times. I mean, you're the freaking NFL, the most popular and profitable league in this hemisphere, and you're willingly looking like knockoff squads from any given Sunday just to sell a few more jerseys at Christmas? Now, this short-sighted grab at anything green is just part of the NFL's DNA right now. Thursday Night Football itself is not a better product. It's worse, but it makes money. Most of America resents outsourcing games to London, but it makes money. You know, the better idea would be that every team on Thursday nights just simply wear green uniforms with dollar signs as the numbers. At least then we can see clearly what the league's focus is. I'm DA.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Tune in to the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program for energy saving ideas and rebates on select Energy Star certified appliances. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd. Smart Ideas Energy Efficiency Program is funded by ComEd customers in compliance with Illinois law.
In the heart of the Caribbean, Dominican Republic delivers affordable luxury with incredible values. Enjoy ideal weather, championship golf, vibrant casinos, and some of the best beaches in the world. Book your getaway during the Apple Vacation Super Sale and save on holiday and January travel. 3 nights at Catalonia Bavaro Beach Golf and Casino Resort start from only $6.99. Or make it 4 nights at the adults-only Barcelo Bavaro Beach starting from just $11.99. Both trips include round-trip nonstop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Traveloni at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Traveloni, 312-334-7876. Or visit Traveloni.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Dominican Republic has it all. Price it per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 2nd, including air on Frontier from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11 security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges. Price is subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply.
How do you make the best ever even better? Here's how. Just purchase the best Samsung TV ever, and you'll get a 32-inch Samsung TV for free. That's right. Buy a Samsung SUHD 9 Series TV, 55 inches or above, and get a free 32-inch TV. But you better hurry. This offer ends December 5th. Only at your participating Samsung SUHD retailers. The best way to 4K. While supplies last. For free 32-inch model and any additional restrictions and limitations, see participating retailers or visit samsung.com/free TV.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Need some inside tips for picking your Week 10 fantasy lineup? You know those Panthers are undefeated, much thanks to Cam Newton. Whether it's legs or arms, Superman is getting it done. Pick him up along with his buddy from the U, Greg Olsen, and get that pair going together. Speaking of undefeated, you can always trust Tom Brady to deliver with one of his buddies like Gronk or Edelman, but how about Brandon LaFell? After spending the first half of the season sidelined, he's going to start being the go-to wide receiver in New England. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weeklyroundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Hey, sports fans, come meet Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Dick Butkus, Brett Favre, and more at the Fanatics Authentic Sports Spectacular, November 20th through 22nd at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Over 90 superstar athletes will be appearing, including Pele, Albert Pujols, Mike Singletary, and Jim McMahon, along with 300 vendor tables selling a variety of sports memorabilia and trading cards. Come meet your favorite athletes in person. Tickets on sale now. Visit FanaticsAuthenticShows.com or click on the banner for more information.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
As baseball news continues to roll in involving free agents, local and national, and a number of people continuing to take some of these qualifying offers, which is brand new to the baseball offseason. Never happened before. We're on, what, our third one now?
We have seen Colby Rasmus start it, Matt Wieters coming back from surgery, and Brett Anderson of the Dodgers.
And I thought here on our Cubs discussion from Stonecutter, who says, Rosenblum, I understand that disingenuous nitpicking is your bit, but this is a CBS Sports Minute level of hot takery. What are you mad at? What's the larger point? If, well, we might not win the World Series is something worth haranguing Jed Hoyer over, then at no point can anyone in any walk of life be allowed to express any level of doubt about anything.
No, that's why they were brought in. They're brought in to win it. That's
right,
what they were here for.
But you're intentionally misunderstanding their expressed awareness of the truth of what's in their control and what's out of their control. They're going to do all they can promise to do is everything in their control to put the team annually in a position to try to win it. That's all they've said. They can't do anything more than that. There's nothing more
and
they
you,
can actually
Mr.
do.
And you, Mr. Free Agent, come in. You could be the curse breaker.
Could.
Look at that. You
could
win the World Series that we're not going to worry about.
Well,
we're
they are worrying about it, but all they can promise to do is everything they can to give
the
themselves
tone of
a
it
reasonable
bothered
chance.
Me, and I'm going to stay bothered. Neener, neener, neener.
See, there's no, I can't, there's no point.
No, there isn't.
I should learn that.
Gunfire has been heard inside the theater in Paris, the Bataclan, according to CNN. And there's a report from CNN that hostages, there are about 100 of them, texting that they are being killed one by one, and the texters are begging for a police raid.
Yes, this is awful. This is awful.
This is being able to use technology to save lives right now, Paris authorities.
Yeah, apparently they just came in and started shooting into the crowd, and then some people were able to escape when the terrorists were reloading. And the police were trying to engage in some kind of discussion, but now it's just a slaughterhouse. This is stomach turning, absolutely hideous. And the first curfew in Paris since 1944. And President Hollande has also noted that the borders have been closed. He insists that they know exactly the group responsible and.
This is awful.
This is
in all areas. It's awful. I mean, so many different places that this has occurred in the stadium, in the theater, at a restaurant, and the restaurant was around the corner from not just Charlie Hebdo, the newspaper that was attacked for printing cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, but the Jewish grocery also that were where hostages were held and people were killed before police intervened, like apparently they have to do in this theater now.
Yeah, the restaurant in the 10th is actually not far
Caroline.
Well, the Bataclan there is nearby, but there's also a small museum near there where we were on our trip near that neighborhood it's an old home that actually now houses special, very small art exhibits, traveling exhibits, and I was there to see a Caravaggio exhibit among other Caravaggisti that were shown there, and that's not some outskirt of the city when you're talking about the 10th.
Well, it doesn't seem very big anyway. It's not an out. I mean, the areas that they're talking about where the bombings, the shootings, the hostage taking, the stadium, it all seems pretty close on whatever map you're looking at. And it's just horrible that we are dealing with this. And the playbook seems to be the whole shutting down the borders. It's the Boston Marathon bombing. It's from the outside in, but it sounds like they got to get in there in a hurry into that theater if this is accurate, what CNN is accurate in reporting, what people inside the theater are texting.
This is a time when being on Twitter can be difficult. I'd say challenging because of the number of immediately politicized and domestically politicized hot takes that start coming in here that just should know better. Just save it. It's not.
Well, that hasn't infested my Twitter feed.
Lucky
so,
you.
Yes. So mine remains that free of that kind of virus.
Yeah, and it appears, I don't know if you've seen the Vine, there's actually a Vine video where you can hear the explosion in the soccer stadium. You can't see it.
While the game was going on.
While the game between France and Germany was going on, there were some, you could hear explosions. And there have been debates as to whether or not it was a hand grenade or one report had a local claiming that there were suicide bombers that were strapped with nail bombs that were responsible for those that you heard in the soccer video. But we don't know.
And eventually the game was stopped and the fans piled onto the pitch.
Well, because they didn't want to go onto the streets.
Right. Believing that was safety. When some grenades had gone off, I cannot imagine.
Most have been evacuated from the stadium, and apparently the Metro was still running as needed on schedule. But you start thinking in these crisis moments that any public area, public transportation, just becomes another opportunity for what is a timed and organized effort here. And
it doesn't have to be public transportation. Yeah. We've seen. We're talking about a restaurant. Right. We're talking about a theater. We're talking about a soccer game. Could be anywhere. The way this thing came off, these things came off. We're talking about six different places now.
Six different specific places?
Was one report I saw.
Okay.
Scoreboard update.
It's 5:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Blackhawks have lost five of their last seven games, but they're getting some help in a big way for tomorrow night's game against the Blues in St. Louis. Today, the Hawks activated Michael Roosevelt and Duncan Keith from long-term IR and reassigned Eric Gustafson and Victor Svedberg to Rockford. Coach Joe Quenneville says both Roosevelt and Duncan Keith will play tomorrow. Bears official injury report is out. Eddie Royal will not play on Sunday. Alshon Jeffrey, Pernell McPhee, Antrell Roll, and Shea McClellan among those who are questionable. Pernell McPhee did not practice today. In college football, Illini linebacker Julian Jones has been arrested and will be transported back to Georgia to face sexual assault charges there, according to TMZ. They've got some pretty graphic details of the alleged assault up on their site. Missouri football coach Gary Pinkle is retiring at the end of the season for health reasons. He was diagnosed in May of this year with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Bulls play Charlotte tonight at the United Center. Joakim Noah has been sidelined by sore knees most of this week, but he was back practicing yesterday, and he'll play against the Hornets tonight. In baseball, both Jeff Samardzija and Dexter Fowler have rejected qualifying offers from their respective Chicago teams. Cubs bench coach Davey Martinez is not among the final four candidates for the Dodgers managerial job. And France has put its military on the streets and is closing its borders tonight after a wave of terrorist attacks across Paris late this afternoon. So far, at least 40 people are confirmed dead, at least 60 are wounded. Reuters is now reporting that five explosions were heard outside of Le Bataclan concert hall. And apparently you can hear live gunshots as well on Paris TV. Chuck's Southern Comforts Cafe in Burbank and Darien is open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, catering, banquets, carryout, pickup, and delivery. For everything Chuck's, visit chuckscafe.com. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Hey!
The Boers and Bernstein Show coming to you live from Trax on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. Boy, it's like it's a media all-star game here all of a sudden is broken
up. No, it's old-timers day.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's old-timers day. It's all to Cocker
Day. Like Luke Appling shows up and hits one out.
Well, there's Old Aches and Pains. There we go. The man who was always looking for the open rebounder.
And a note here, and I appreciate this from John, who says, this show was on the air during Sandy Hook, mm-hmm. also a Friday, and I have the same awful feeling in my stomach right now. Yeah, how can you not? How can you not? I remember that way too vividly, and unfortunately will remember this as well. Filing this away is, you know, no matter how old you get, and at some point when this is part of history books, you know where you are, and you have these memories sort of burned where you don't want them.
There's an awful lot of real life that is intruded upon what normally should be discussing the Bears 3-4 defense against Todd Gurley.
Yeah, and just like that day at Sandy Hook, I know that when people talk sports, I don't tune in to this to hear about stuff. All I can tell you is when something like this is going on, I'm just trying to keep you as informed as you can be. Because if you're in your car, you're headed home, you're not able to get everything on your phone that you might need. And I'm just never going to stop making sure that important things are not ignored. And this is one of those days where we just can't ignore something that is going on another side of the earth. And it's just what's really sad for me also is that why Paris? Why Paris? And in,
well, it became over and over. It became again ground zero when Charlie Hebdo printed the cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad. That set off that attack, and the one in the Jewish grocery. And then there was another Islamist attempted attack on the train in August.
Such a shame for
it's become ground zero.
Such a magical place, such an amazing, amazing city, and it makes it so much worse. And such a civilized city, too. You know, such a place that has always felt so welcoming and civilized and wonderful. And to see this kind of mayhem and deep, deep sadness, it's unfortunate anywhere. But it's awful. And it's hits home for anybody who was recently there celebrating with family and knowing that there's so many families are so profoundly affected by the actions of a bunch of horrible cowards. And no, we were talking about the band that is playing at this particular music venue where the hostages are being held. Brian says the band Eagles of Death Metal. He said Dave Grohl is their studio drummer.
Wow, that's a pretty good studio sit-in.
And the singer from Queens of the Stone Age plays with them, but is not with them in Europe. And they are not a death metal band, even though they are called Eagles of Death Metal.
Hey, one report said the band got out safely. One of the last reports I saw said the band got out safely.
Well, you hope that anybody can get out safely right now. When people are texting and tweeting, begging for a police raid so they're not executed next, it's just unthinkable. Boers and Bernstein, you have WSCR, the score.
They took flying the Blue W to new heights in October of 2015.
Here's a swing of fly ball to deep right field. Gone! Rebound homer, Javier Baez!
Now is the Cubs' battle to achieve their ultimate goal in 2016. Remember, you can hear every exciting game from spring through the postseason right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Experience all Mexico has to offer with Apple Vacations. From brown sugar beaches along the Pacific coastline to the crystal blue waters of the Caribbean Sea, Mexico offers adventure, culture, and dazzling beaches. Book your getaway during the Apple Vacations Super Sale and save on holiday and January travel. 3 nights of unlimited luxury at Dreams Sands Cancun Resort and Spa start from only $749. Or make an Ixtapa, Mexico's Pacific paradise. 7 nights at Cristal Ixtapa start from just $949. Both trips include round trip nonstop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Traveloni at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Traveloni, 312-334-7876. Or visit Traveloni.com. Mexico, live it to believe it.
prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 3rd, including Air on Frontier or Aeromexico from O'Hare, and taxes and fees, including September 11 security fees. See applevacations.com for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply. PC 14064-15111.
Guys, check this out before you draft that Week 10 powerhouse. The number one stack of the week at DraftKings.com was Pittsburgh QB, wide receiver, and running back combination. Those three players combined for a whopping 116 points on DraftKings. However, with all these Pittsburgh injuries piling up, look for team-wide production numbers to take a significant dip over the next few weeks. If you're not playing fantasy football at DraftKings.com, what are you waiting for? At DraftKings.com, it's like a new season every week. No need to worry about waiting for injured players to come back as your season slowly slips away. I just told you guys about Pittsburgh's problems. If you went heavy with some of those guys in your season-long league, you're probably scrambling right now. But not a problem on DraftKings.com. Draft a new team every week if you want, because you're never, ever stuck with those injured players. And the best part, you can play whenever you want, wherever you want. Do it on the DraftKings app like I do in a variety of contests. For example, you can take that unstoppable squad of yours, enter it in multiple contests. It allows you to really maximize that winning potential. Or how about challenging your buddies in a custom league, or even joining an existing league and turn that love of football of yours into the payday of a lifetime? Why wouldn't you be playing fantasy football at DraftKings.com? New millionaires are being crowned every week this season, and you could be next, but it can't be you unless you sign up and play. This isn't fantasy as usual. No, sir. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Use my promo code Chicago at DraftKings.com now and play for free with your first deposit in Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest. That's where first place takes home $100,000. Enter Chicago for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
He's great with a capital G, at the highest level of great.
Vice President at Pearl Mortgage. In honor of Veterans Day, David is dedicating tomorrow's entire show to veterans. David's distinguished and decorated guests include Congressional Medal of Honor winner and Vietnam War veteran Alan Lynch, veteran service officer and Iraqi War veteran Jeff Matheny, Rags of Honor owner Mark Doyle, chairman of Illinois' Patriot Education Fund Mark Slabby, Deb Rickard of Operation Support Our Troops and organizer of the annual Rockin' the Troops concert at Cantini, and Tom Day, founders of Buglers Across America, who will be playing taps to honor all veterans who served our country at the end of the show. This is really important stuff to David. If you know him and if you followed what he has done and how much time that he has spent with specific concerns of veterans, you'll know that this is a meaningful day for him. So if you're a veteran, if you know a veteran, if you want to learn about programs and organizations that specifically help veterans, listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio tomorrow. To find out more about this show, all the information is available at perldavid.com. That's perldavid.com to find out more about this important and special show. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, licensed by DBO, under California RMLA, NMLS 19186, pearlmortgage.com/license.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's sound.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
What's your favorite month? July? December? How about free TV month? That's right. This month, get a free 32-inch Samsung TV with the purchase of any Samsung 9 Series SUHD TV 55 inches or above. Now through December 5th. So hurry to your participating Samsung SUHD retailer and celebrate free TV month with a free Samsung TV. The best way to 4K. While supplies last. For free 32-inch model and any additional restrictions and limitations, see participating retailers or visit samsung.com/free TV.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T. Mobilizing your world.
Limited time. Each $300 requires a port-in. Eligible purchase, activation, and trade-in. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers. Average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
That music means that I get to say Terry's two favorite words in show business. Oh, it's Holmes!
Hey, Rosie.
Lawrence, this shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, off to their second best start in franchise history. The one better won a cup. How are you, Lawrence?
I'm doing all right. I mean, I guess I'm doing as well as anyone that's kind of looking and seeing what's feeling like the world is on fire right now. But
yeah, the updated news from Paris is at least 43 are dead, according to CNN, and police are storming the concert hall in the wake of people texting that they were being shot one at a time and begging for a police raid.
Yeah.
Police have finally decided to go in there.
It's chilling. Those first-person accounts of what's going on are really chilling. And when you start to see some of the reports that are coming out, and you're hopeful that as many lives as possible at this point can be spared, and that the police are successful in their raid. But this is the seven different locations from the last report I saw, courtesy of CNN, that have been attacked, including the World Cup qualifying match and at the stadium, at the National Stadium. And you know, I was watching the video of what was going on between France and Germany, and there were the explosions, and a lot of people captured it. So you have a stadium full of people, and at this point, a lot of people are still, even on the infield, the last time that I looked up, that are trying to figure out what's going on. So my hope is that now social media technology allows for there to be a more rapid response and maybe a better response, because there can be a direct link of communication between the people that are in the theater and the police.
But this is so, even in a small area of of Paris, is the way it looks on a map, it's so widespread because there's so many different hotspots, so many different places that need attending to, with questions where you don't know just how big this is. And when you're talking about a concert hall, people being held hostage and being executed, and they could hear, there were reports outside that they could hear automatic weapons going off in there. This is just an awful thing. And the people the people at the soccer stadium would go to the pitch, because who wants to go outside? You don't know what terror awaits you out there.
Right. You're doing the best you can to try and keep yourself safe at this point. And they've closed the borders, and you know, there's been a lot of, they say they kind of have a feeling of who is involved in this, but I know that Paris has kind of been, it's been ground zero for a lot of political strife over the last few years. And I know that there was at least, from the report I saw, at least 1,000 citizens of France that ended up leaving to join ISIS. So they've had their own issues with terror and becoming a bit of a terror recruiting ground. And beyond that, I mean, France has always been kind of a melting pot where there haven't always been as comfortable of interactions between people who are different. So the whole thing is hard. I mean, I imagine this is what other countries were looking like at September 11th, you know, from their vantage point. And You worry about the people there, and then you worry, is this something bigger? Is this something that we as a nation need to be worried about? And it's terribly disturbing. It's really, really sad, and it's hard to even focus on like what the job is supposed to be when you see all of this going on.
And it was hard going back and forth when trying to keep people updated, because in this time slot, people are getting off work at various times, especially on a Friday. There's a wider spread of exits, whether your bosses know it or not. And trying to update it, it just seemed to get bloodier, and it seemed to get worse, and it was sadder, and it was more unthinkable, and it continues to be that way. And if whatever you thought and saw, just for the most recent, the Boston Marathon explosions, this seemed to be going off in last report with 7 different spots. There was some kind of terror, some kind of attack. This, just imagine that. This is just difficult. So, Todd Gurley, how the Bears going to stop him, Lawrence?
You know, it's funny because I actually do have a little bit of that. I mean, I always look. Dan and I were on the air during the Boston bombing, and our show kind of became a bit of a two-man news show, and it was. You know, it was a choice that we made, like sitting here in the room it was a sporting event where this was going on. And we had kind of decided that we were just going to try and give as much updated information as possible. But I do plan to do some. I only have 30 minutes tonight, Rosie. You know, like I don't have a lot of time. And if I had someone else here, I probably would try and do a little bit more of that. But I'm going to push those who are interested in what's going on and want to be up to date on everything that's going on. Because I consider myself not necessarily qualified for this one. So I'm going to push them over to our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, if that's what they want to do. I'm going to mix in some of that and talk a little bit about it, just like what we're doing now. But there's some other things sports-wise that I want to get to, too, that I thought were important for different reasons. There's a great piece from The Committed Indian by Cindy B that I wanted to get to that I was on vacation. I didn't have a chance to really go through, and I want to talk about that and kind of her feelings about being a Blackhawks fan in the post-Kane investigation era, which I think is really important. There was kind of a fun and a little bit scary sleep study that the Monday Morning Quarterback did that I think that all men, not just NFL, but men need to listen to. And we actually do have some sound from Will Sutton about trying to stop Todd Gurley this week. So a lot going on in the 30 minutes of show that I have, and including all the stuff that the latest information that we can get from what's going on in Paris, which just sounds terrifying for everyone who's involved.
Yes, it does. As the news continues to, as information is made public, I haven't seen film. We're sitting here at Trax, where we were. Bernsey had to leave. Sitting here at Trax and having CNN on, and they're reporting that the police are going into the concert hall, but obviously they haven't allowed news crews close enough to actually show that, to see what kind of fallout, what kind of success they're having. And I can't blame them for keeping news crews and other civilians away from it, because if it was accurate, there were AK-47s were going off inside the concert hall, they're not going down quietly, and that would put the greater public, the outside public, in danger as well.
Fox 32 just tweeted out that a suspect arrested at Paris concert hall told police, quote, "I am from ISIS," close quote.
ISIS did not take credit for it, but applauded it on Twitter.
Yeah, that's not a surprise. And they have been mobilizing their social media efforts for the last couple of years. And that's one of the things that when you read about the defections in France, that they felt like there were a lot of young people who bought into what ISIS was doing via social media, and that's when they decided that they were going to leave the country and join them. So it's scary. Like it's really, really scary and very, very sad.
All right, better times and we'll talk.
Yeah, you know, Rosie, we almost never get a chance to talk. I
know.
You know, I wish there was something a little bit more upbeat that we could talk about and less serious. But hopefully the people that are still alive and in trouble in Paris get out safely.
Our thoughts are with them. Thanks, Lawrence. Have a good, delicate show. This shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, off to their second best start in franchise history. The one better won a cup. I want to thank our guests today, Olin Krutz, Dan Durkin, Chris Emma. I want to thank Trax for having us. Danny and Everett from Promotions did a great job. We love Trax. And I want to thank our engineer, the vice mayor of Deerfield in charge of Vice, Dave Miska.
We're talking about the four phases of football.
Four.
The offense, the defense, special teams, and then life.
Producer for life and high lord and master, Matt Abaticola.
I went to school and got educated, whatever.
You got edumacated. That's what he did. The master of the sound, Chris Tannehill.
I'm the man.
Sweet. I want to thank everyone for listening, calling, texting. Send good thoughts by way of Paris. And Lawrence Holmes is next. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
The people who see something horrible happen in the world, and they run to the internet, and they run to their social media, their Facebook, their Twitter, whatever they got, and they all write down the exact same thing. My thoughts and prayers. My thoughts and prayers with the people in Aurora. My thoughts and prayers with the families in Boston. Do you know what that's worth? Nothing. Less than nothing. You are not giving any of your time, your money, or even your compassion. All you are doing is saying, don't forget about me today. Lots of crazy distractions in the news right now, but don't forget how sad I am.
Don't like Mondays? Then you've got to check out the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays on The Score. Every Monday during football season, your ticket to an incredible day-long recap of every game, plus reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts, starting at 5 a.m. with Molly and Henley and continuing through the rest of the day. Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays, exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning.
Hi, this is Jason Goff, and I've got great news for Chicagoland used car dealers and auto agencies. A 30-minute auto show is one of the most impactful ways to sell pre-owned vehicles, and Oxford Media has the formula. It's a turnkey solution. They'll write, produce, and broadcast, or they'll work in tandem with your agency. Call them now at 630-605-9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars, just give them a call.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Need some inside tips for picking your Week 10 fantasy lineup? You know those Panthers are undefeated, much thanks to Cam Newton. Whether it's legs or arms, Superman is getting it done. Pick him up along with his buddy from the U, Greg Olsen, and get that pair going together. Speaking of undefeated, you can always trust Tom Brady to deliver with one of his buddies like Gronk or Edelman, but how about Brandon LaFell? After spending the first half of the season sidelined, he's going to start being the go-to wide receiver in New England. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weeklyroundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
It's
It's the biggest sale of the season. It's the Apple Vacation Super Sale. With Apple Vacations, it's all included. Round-trip airfare, deluxe accommodations, all meals, all drinks, all chips, entertainment, and so much more. Apple Vacations has your winter getaway perfectly priced. Escape to the endless beaches of Riviera Maya. 3 nights of unlimited luxury at Now Sapphire Riviera Cancun start from only $8.49. Or make it Ixtapa. 7 nights at Barcelo Ixtapa Beach start from just $12.49. Both trips include round-trip non-stop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876. Or visit Travelone.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 3rd, including charter air on Frontier or Aeromexico from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11 security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply. PC 14064, 15111.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trade-in. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers. Average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you